to communicate with his father. There are two obvious answers. He couldn't face the anguish of hearing once more, "You aren't my son," or he did not want to again startle his father, whose heart was possibly weak. Neither of these answers do I find satisfactory. I cannot help questioning the wisdom of his decision not to call. I feel he ought to have taken the risk. He could so easily have dialed that familiar number one more time. I recently learned that Heinrich's loneliness in Penrithen was even greater than I'd thought, and that he contemplated going back out on the